Wake up with Martin Bester on breakfast.
Think I'm ready, maybe.
Martin en span, julle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda FM.
You know what, the joy that the swimmers have brought us over the years when it comes to winning gold medals, doing well, making us world famous. It's just incredible. Just to remind you.
Throwback.
In front though it's Haynes. Haynes will come down and touch first. He wins from Beard.
A new Olympic record from Penny Haynes. 225.41.
It appears that South Africa is on its way to Olympic gold in this relay. A new world record for South Africa. It's the first gold Olympic swimming medal for the men of South Africa.
Now Natalie Du Toit powering away to the end. It is just inside the world record by 5/100ths for Natalie Du Toit.
He's still got a good lead, Vandenberg. Katajima won't get there. Does he get the world record, Vandenberg? He's done the lot in one big swim. Leclos and Mitsuda are closing. It's going to be close. Phelps is hanging on. He's a winner. Does he touch? He doesn't. Leclos touched because Phelps got it wrong on the line.
Well, South African swimming's never had an Olympics like it.
Lacoste, with a brilliant finish, wins his first gold medal, finishing 5/100ths of a second ahead of Phelps.
Yes, man. Goosebumps on the line this morning. South African national swimming coach, Graham Hill. Graham, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, you're right. Goosebumps. I can't believe those commentaries. Yeah.
Hey, incredible, man. And you know what? You guys would have been at the Olympics now next month. You probably. How long before the Olympics do you go to the country, by the way?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We normally start to leave South Africa towards the end of this month. So probably this weekend we would have been flying. And this is the first time in 21 years that I've stayed home for June, July.
Yeah. It's a long time. And now, of course, it's postponed by a year. And that must have messed up a lot of things in terms of coaching and training and stuff for your top swimmers, right?
Yeah, it has. You know, it's really difficult for them. It's not as easy as everybody thinks, especially those that were gearing up to deliver some really big performances. But not only that, those who have missed out possibly on their first Olympic Games and a taste of what's to come in the future, you know?
So what are they doing at the moment? I mean, are you guys still training, obviously?
No, unfortunately, we are not now. Unfortunately, we're under a lot of pressure now. You know, we've been trying to get our swimmers back in the water with the same as exercising with cyclists and runners. But we still haven't had any go-to yet to get us back in the facilities and back in the water.
So what are the authorities telling you? Are they keeping you updated with... What's planned ahead, when, which level you will be able to train again? Shame, I feel for you because if it's yourself and an elite swimmer, right? I mean, you know, in chlorine water and stuff, it's almost easier for you to keep social distancing and all those things in check than it would be, for instance, for a team sport, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, me being a head coach of Swimming South Africa, I sit on a lot of committees and that, and obviously I have the inside information of what's going on and how we're addressing it with government and the task force and all that. So we have put proposals forward, and like you say, with us being in the chlorine water, apparently, according to studies, chlorine does have an effect on the virus, so we're pretty much safer than anywhere else being in the chlorinated water, and social distancing. You know, we swim in lanes that are anywhere between 1.8 and 2.2 meters apart. So social distancing is a good thing. So for us to be back in the water and doing some exercise, and that is a lot safer than, like you say, any team sports. And that, not that I'm knocking the team sports, I feel for everybody out there that is unable to train, but yeah, for us, you know, it makes sense for us to get back and be able to do some work.
I honestly would have thought, with, you know, the Olympics, everything in sight, and I've seen some of the other countries' swimmers, they've made provision for them, haven't they?
Yeah, countries around the world now are opening up. I know Australia opened up last week, and Hungary opened up the week before that, and they're allowing their top swimmers to get back into the pools and start training. Everybody's a little bit worried that, you know, they're going to be a little bit behind come Olympics next year if it takes place, and it's a worry for all of us.
And what's the communication from SASCOC and all the committees and stuff? What are they telling you?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, like I said, I sit on the committee, so I kind of get inside info on what's going on. But it's at this point, everyone, there's not too much out there. I mean, they're just saying we need to just wait and let's see what government come up with. And I think we're going to have a bit of relaxation come level three. I hope. Hopefully that will change things. But, you know, we need to, you know, sport at this level, high performance, you know, you've got to make decisions at the blink of an eye. And if we carry on leaving it, unfortunately, our top athletes are going to be suffering long term.
Graham, what are the major needs, sorry, it's Alma here, that our swimmers face at the moment outside of getting back in the pool?
Yeah, you know, well, that's the biggest thing, getting back in the pool. Swimming is not like other sports. I mean, it's a crazy sport. No one can explain it, why we must train 10 to 12 kilometers a day to race 1 minute. I mean, it's crazy. You know, you're swimming 60, 70 Ks a week to race for 1 minute. It's a crazy sport. But, you know, the mental side of it, you know, we've got Chad Leclos, who's going to his third Olympics and obviously a big medal hopeful. We've got Tatiana Schumacher, the newcomer on the block, big chant for Tokyo. And the mental side of it, you know, they have to reset their approach now and you know, they can't harp. My advice has been to them, don't harp on we've missed out. Let's work on what we can work with and move forward and keep the focus on what's going to happen next year and how we're going to get there and be in the same position as we are right now or were, 8 weeks ago. So that's the toughest part, the mental side of it, I would say.
It's such a great pity because we've got so many new hopefuls. You mentioned Tatiana there. Michael from the Western Cape, youngster, 19 years old. Who else is there? I mean, we've got so many things to be excited about. I want them to not be behind the other countries. So I want them to give it their best shot. They need to get back to training now.
Absolutely. You know, we've got, like I mentioned, obviously Chad, Frank Gunner and Tatiana with a very big chance for the Olympic medal. We've got Michael Hulley, the young kid that swam some really fast 100 breaststroke times, basically taking the place of Cameron van der Berg's position now.
Yeah.
We've also got Zane Waddle, a young backstroke superstar who became a world champion last year in Korea. For the 50 meter backstroke, hoping to push on and do something in the 100 backstroke. So, you know, like you say, we've got youngsters coming up that are putting themselves in a really good position, and we just have to hope that they can stay focused on the goal. And you know, we're just hoping that you know, we come out of this lockdown sooner and be able to get them back in the water and doing some kind of swimming so that we can move on.
I'm a little surprised that there hasn't been a definite plan. I'm more than surprised that the communication is lagging a little bit. I mean, lockdown level three would be what, the end of this month?
We're still 10 days away, you know.
But I mean, I would have thought because of the Olympic Games and the history of swimming and what it means to our country that they would have been slightly more forthcoming with information and plans, to be honest with you. Maybe that's just me. But what we will do, Graham, is we want to get SASCOC on the line just after 8, just to hear. Maybe they've got some great news. Maybe they've got a plan that they want to share with us, or, you know, to get these swimmers back in the water.
Let's hope so. I mean, you know, like you've touched on it there, I think if we look back on the history of the Olympics, I think swimming has brought some major medals to the country and results throughout our last say 20 years of swimming, both at Olympics, both at the World Championships and Commonwealth Games. I think I'll stick my neck out and say swimming is a front runner. I know some of the other sports won't agree, but I think we are.
Yes.
And we've got some superstars out there, and you know, we're a little bit isolated at the moment, and we need to get them back in the water. They're like fish out of the water at the moment, and we need that sooner than later. Yeah.
Well, here's hoping we'll chat. We'll get them on the line this afternoon. Thanks for the chat, Graham.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.